Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Man Up. It is the 26th of January, and it's 6:05 in the evening, and Carl Bott here with Ted Leidy.
Hey, remember when we went and saw Cheap Trick?
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah,
that was fun. Carl and I seen some good concerts. Yeah, we went and saw Cheap Trick.
Willie Nelson? Was that one? Did we see Willie together?
No, I didn't see Willie.
I saw Willie. But we went and saw Keith Urban, too.
We went and saw Keith Urban. Yeah, it was real good.
And Perry Crement is with us from Just for Hunting. And then our guest, I'll introduce Courtney Kreider, the first woman who has been on Man Up. Good evening.
Good evening, everyone. Yeah, I'm thrilled.
It was Perry that brought it up. Before Courtney showed up, Huber was the prettiest face ever on the show.
That's right.
Mike Huber.
Yeah, and Hubie's listening right now. Yeah. And we have another guest.
Brian Seamus. Brian's been on the show before, my good buddy. Works down at Tor.
That's right.
Has quite a story. We went to high school together, as you know. He was incarcerated early in life, and now he's a free man. I always love his perspective, man. Every time I get around him, he tunes me up, like, damn. So you're so grounded, you know, so grounded.
And I can see already there's only I just met Brian, and there's only one thing we need to fix.
What?
His ball cap.
Oh, yeah. You need to get a mossy oak. Hey, you got to get a mossy oak cap.
We got one for you.
I'll get you one, yeah.
I'll rock it.
We're both Mossy Oak people.
Okay, so, just before we get started, I want to say that, last weekend we went to, the Backcountry Horsemen of California, their annual fundraiser and dinner. These are the people that, 90% of the Pacific Crest Trail is cleared by the Backcountry Horsemen of California. And we have the Shasta Trinity unit up here, and we had just a great dinner, Lee Luff was there as the auctioneer, auctioned off three or four things, four, five, six, seven, eight things, and raffled off two firearms.
Wow.
Henry 4570.
Nice.
The 4570s are coming on.
Yeah, they are. People are. Well, you know what's happening.
And then a 410, like a little squirrel chaser.
Well, you know, those are the new cool thing in turkey hunting is 410s. We bought a box of TSS and brought it to the shop today.
Well, makes a 410 a 50-yard gun.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If I can't use a 155 millimeter howitzer, I will use a 410. The only problem with the 155 is you're not sure if you hit it or not because there's nothing left.
Right.
In that case, you don't care.
There's a nice crater, though.
There is, and you go out, you know.
You could
swim in it and all those things. Anyway, so good evening, everybody. And Courtney, how did you get here tonight?
Oh, man. Well, this is what I get for asking for an interview.
You got your interview.
Yes. So I reached out to Ted because some people had actually, well, our friend Tony even tagged us on Facebook. Hey, what's with all this stuff on gun violence and the mass shootings? And it's all that we've had in the news this week, which I do work for a news station here, but it kind of fired me up a bit.
You can say which one.
Yeah, I'm a reporter with Action News now, based out of Chico. I'm the Reading Bureau Chief.
Okay.
It's been great. I've been with them since the end of August. They've given me an open platform, and we really want to hone in on, you know, the market that we're missing, and I think that's the lack of trusted news. But
It's stuff like this
that comes out that's gun violence all over California, and people just, that's when they turn off. You know, that's when there's the disconnect, I think, because.
Well, there has been gun violence. Let's just face it. I mean, a 72-year-old guy walks into a ballroom dancing place.
Celebration of the Lunar New Year.
Of the Lunar New Year and kills. 11 people, and then somebody else, I can't remember exactly where, walks in two different sites and kills people.
Right.
And then turns and then drives to the police department, the sheriff's department, and parks there.
Oh, they're, I mean, they're so ballsy. There's nothing. I mean, can I say that on here?
Yeah, you just did.
She manned up.
Well, I did. I'm manning up.
It's not hyphenated with another word. We're okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I would argue, though, there's violence. There's not gun violence, right?
No,
we don't say in the headlines
knife violence.
People are violent.
It is violent.
And that's what I want Ted to help me explain, is really just like a baseline, almost, hey, here's what a firearm does and here's what it doesn't do without human interaction.
Well, my 12 gauge pump and my Kimber 45 sat on my chair for almost a year because I was watching it. No. Just to see what it would do. And I tried, you know what?
Maybe you should have contacted Alec Baldwin.
It didn't do anything.
Whoa. Boom.
Anyway,
I wish this mic could drop.
The shotgun and the pistol did nothing. They just sat there.
They weren't violent?
Until I moved it around, I put them away and, you know, safely locked up again.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
And,
it's so
That's
bizarre.
Breaking news, Carl.
Yeah.
I tried the same
news now. You heard it first.
Yeah.
I tried it too, and it didn't do anything. I had to squeeze a round out of it.
Yeah. Hey, here's the thing, and I'm glad Courtney.
No,
did.
There's nothing dirty about that. It just was funny the way you said it. Okay.
Yeah, I was not trying to change the subject.
Okay.
Right. I just wanted to toast.
Okay? Yes.
Today I went to Tony Jackson's dad's funeral. And I want to toast Jack J. Jackson for a life well lived. He's got kids and grandkids all over here, including the undersheriff, Brian. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's right.
So let's raise these glasses to Jack and life well lived. May we do the same. May we do the same.
Salute.
That's it. And Tony, all of our thoughts and prayers are with you, buddy. Ooh. And this, too, will be something that today was special, but what will never be taken away is your memories, the great memories.
Right. Yeah, I heard somebody actually say that I heard him talking, kind of like we were watching him, do the graveside service, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool because his mom's already there at the Iago Veterans Cemetery, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
There's his dad. So it's awesome. Yeah, so I was watching the slide deck, right? The slideshow, how they mm-hmm. do the slideshow. They had this great like country song lineup, right? With Sawyer Brown and Cody Johnson and just a couple other awesome. And then up came a picture of him at one of our classes with Tony and a U.S. Gun Pro Target.
I saw that.
Now, did you see that?
It was on Facebook.
You're kidding me.
No, he put it on Facebook.
Yeah. That got me.
Yeah.
That got me.
Yeah.
That tore me up.
So. Okay. Perry, what's going on with you and Just for Hunting?
Well, Just for Hunting is kind of that pause time of year where, the pigs are basically the only wild pigs are the only thing open. So we run a few hunts here and there, but it's kind of calm for me. In fact, I just spent the week in Los Angeles, so I know why there's violence.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, true.
I don't think I could go back to I live down in San Diego, and I don't think I could go back to a big city like that.
No,
anymore.
Not a chance.
And when I lived there, I used to run in the morning on the sidewalks there, and there were no, at that point back then, there were no homeless on it, and you could run for miles around there and not see anybody early in the morning. There weren't in nobody on the streets, but it's not like that now.
You used to be able to do that here.
Mm-hmm. Right. That is so true. And speaking of, I was just down there for Karen Stout's celebration of life in Corona Del Mar, right? And I cannot believe the amount of people and money that is condensed into that little tiny area. It makes you think, where's all that money coming from? I mean, it's nuts.
It's coming from you and I.
$200,000 vehicles everywhere, and I mean, every highway is packed to the gills, and I'm thinking, man, how can there be that much wealth in one little place?
I realize that I've turned into a ready night when I'm on a side street, and I have to wait 30 seconds to get out. And I'm starting to edge out, and I'm going, oh, gosh, how long have I been here?
Pushing people around.
It must be 30 seconds I've had to wait before I could pull out.
Yeah, no traffic here. That's really nice.
You know, what caught me down there is as I had some meetings outside of the valley, like in Victorville and Apple Valley, and going through Ontario, Rancho Cucamonga, where you where you have some
The Bass Pro there,
down there. Yeah. Well, they're still building. They're building like downtown Reading there times 50.
Oh yeah.
You know, there's obviously they're planning on having some more folks coming in.
Well, you know, build until someone gets left holding a bag. That's what's going to happen.
Well, the way people are leaving, last one out, turn out the lights. Yep. Hey, we got to take a quick break here, 6:15 here on the 26th of January at Man Up, and we'll be right back. Take a load off, man. And you put the load right on me.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor at 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Aloha. This is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Welcome back.
And time keeps dragging.
You just want to play the pump music for a while, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Love it.
I have that one. Hey, welcome back, Man Up, here with Carl, Ted, Perry, Brian, and Courtney here tonight. Brian, you were on our show couple months ago.
Yes, sir.
And Brian spent his formative years in prison. And we talk about that, the three strike rule. And he is one of the very, very, very few that he fell under that, came out, and it totally changed his life. And we're always welcome here. So how's it going?
It's going very well. Continue to progress. I got an email today from a parole agent out of Sacramento. They're organizing a lifer meeting for other men such as myself and women that have gotten out after long terms and are navigating freedom again. I was just talking to somebody yesterday who recently got out, and I told him, I said, you know, doing this legal is a lot easier than doing it illegal.
You know, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to worry about a lot of things.
You're not looking over your shoulder. You're not wondering, you know, what's coming around the next corner.
Yep,
nobody's
yep.
looking for you.
Man. Navigating freedom. I love that term. Isn't that solid?
That struck me because you're just one of us, Brian, because we're all doing the same thing, man.
Yeah.
Well, that was an epiphany for me some years ago when I realized normal, responsible citizens face hiccups and hurdles every day.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they don't go into a rage, they don't go get high, and they don't go get violent. they man up
and man
deal,
up.
Deal with the situation.
Yep. We were, yeah, like we were talking, you know, before the show started.
One,
you know,
objective at a time.
One objective at a time. There's five things that are going on. You take the closest one, take care of that one, and you move on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy, which you know. I mean, you've overcome a whole lot in your life. And I think that's great. I think anybody would think that's great.
Easy is overrated, though. Oh. And it doesn't tend to last, you know.
There's nothing easy in life that's worth anything.
Yeah, I had a thought the other day. I know that surprises you, Carl.
But, I had a thought the fact that you're sharing it still.
I forget what made me think of it. I was up late at night watching YouTube probably. And, you know, if it's easy for too long, you better look out. Because that red flag should be going up somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's how they – oh, I know what I was thinking. I know what I know what made me think about it. Perry and I were down at the International Sportsman's Expo, and we were doing two-a-day presentations in the Sportsman's Theater, and one of mine was hog hunting, right? And one of the reasons why all them wild hogs got here was because they were domesticated so easily. All you had to do was feed them long enough, right? And then you could eat them, right? Because they would follow you anywhere just about. So if you're getting fed too long, there should be a red flag going up, because just like a hog or a cow or something else, they're domesticating you, and it's not going to end well for you, right?
Well,
so easy is overrated. You need to look out for it.
That's why you don't they have these signs, don't feed the bears, because bears lose their fear of humans. They get, you know, they're used to garbage and all that, and when it's not there, and someday it won't be there.
They will eat
what
you.
What happens? Yeah, well, they'll eat the slowest one of you.
Yeah. Right.
So, Courtney, of course, you may be faster than all of us.
Yeah, don't look at me.
You won't be after us.
I might be the sweetest, but...
the shortest, but yeah.
You may be the fastest until I poke you in the leg with a knife.
Tactics.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So...
Brian, are you still... housing, you still looking for a new place?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I just found out yesterday from my supervisor at work, they have a program for first-time home buyers to no down payment. So I'm actively looking right now. I have a contact for a couple of mortgage companies, the one that he went through when him and his wife bought their first house. I just secured a personal loan yesterday, so now I actually have some down payment money.
Oh, good.
That's great.
Nice.
That's great.
Everything's falling into place.
Right on. Good luck in your search. And I always bring it up because, you know, we're on the radar. You never know who has something. Yeah, and you forget.
You're working at
Tor Industries.
Tor Industries. And you've been working there for...
Since June.
And Tor Industry gives people chances.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
good for them.
His boss, Clyde Orr, is like... 110%.
Let's do a shout out to Clyde.
Yeah,
I hope he's listening to me.
Absolutely, I doubt it, but
well, you can always download this and send it to him too.
Yeah.
Because people that want to have a chance, you know what? Everybody talks about the homeless, mm-hmm. and oh my gosh, we got these problems. But there isn't a person out there that doesn't want to help somebody that wants.
That's right.
Be helped.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We'll do anything if you want to be helped and you want to work at it. So, but it's, if you don't, well, then, you know, my give a damn quota goes way down. But if you want to advance, if you want to get yourself out of a situation, you know, we'll do anything to help people.
Opportunities exist.
Yeah. Yeah. It's there.
I was talking about that the other day. You know, if they had a little, if they could guarantee, right, like they had a little box on my tax return, and they could guarantee that every dime that I gave to them would end in results of getting somebody off the street, I would give them that money.
Yeah,
I would give it to them,
right?
We have it to give. All of us do. We can give a little. But the problem is you check it, and it goes in some big black hole called the government, and nothing ever changes, but someone up there is getting fatter.
Well, right? The nice thing is they don't try to lie to you. They say, do you want to give a dollar to the presidential campaign?
Well, that is true. I guess I'm not giving them enough credit for being straightforward with me. But we all want to help. That's the point, right, Carl?
It is. And, you know, I hear people talking about, oh, we should raise all these taxes. Well, nobody in – well, did you pay more this year? Well, no. Well, why? You could have. I mean, why didn't you pay more in taxes? Because you can voluntarily pay more.
True.
You can. So, like the newest legislation they've just introduced is even after you leave California, we're going to tax you.
Yeah, we Ted and I talked about that.
Yeah, Perry told me that. I couldn't believe it. Is that true?
An exit tax.
Well, it's for all those billionaires that are sitting around this table, that should be scary.
I'm a billionaire in my mind.
Look what, my wife thinks I'm a billionaire.
Wine taste on a beer budget. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm drinking Angel's Envy with my friends. That's billionaire stuff.
Right there.
Yeah.
Okay. What else is going on, Courtney? You're right in the middle of everything.
I just insert myself in the middle of everything, Carl.
I'm in news now, lady.
I had a girl.
Yeah.
When you ask people if they want to be interviewed, what's your percentage of people saying yes?
Not
or
me.
No?
Don't.
Oh, man.
Don't
okay,
count Ted.
So
don't count
Ted. Someone,
Ted will call you.
Not counting Ted. I can get some people in their professions, right, to speak to me or to do stories like we're talking about. But if you're looking at, so we actually call them, MOSs. Man on the streets, and that's what it is. They tell the reporter, okay, just go get somebody, anybody on the street. We need to fill that. We need sound, right, for this story. And in those stories, it is a less than 1% of people that will say yes, and that's where you get your person that has no idea what they're talking about. They've got the purple hair. They've got the whatever. They don't care. They've got nothing to lose. So they're like,
TV.
Yeah,
I'm on
I'll
TV.
Be on the news. I'll be on TV.
Great. So now,
I'm just being honest. Like,
now it's less than 1% because you've just disqualified yourself from everybody with purple hair in Reading.
No offense.
She
to
made
y'all
fun of my purple hair.
Purple hair. I actually had purple hair for 1 minute when I was 16. So no offense. Yeah. But, I don't know. With those stories, there's a time and a place, right? There's your fair or some event where, you're just going to pull random people.
Oh, yeah.
But you're trying to get stuff for, what do you guys think about the election? And you've seen those videos, like, on YouTube where you say, well, how many presidents do we have? Or what is this? And the people
12.
That they're interviewing are like, What is that? What's legislation? Like, so,
the government's
low information.
The government's
voters.
Broken into three different sections.
Yeah.
What are they? And they'll get the president.
Oh, yeah.
And they may get Congress. Mm-hmm. But they never get
the
judicial.
I will say, though, I think that here people are starting to get just frustrated enough that they will speak. I've seen some business owners and some well-known people in Reading that normally wouldn't kind of chime in. I've seen them post really good feedback on Facebook, two different articles or something, that normally they would just be quiet, but they just are wanting to get something out there. So
there are a lot of business owners that have very strong feelings, and I said, well, why don't you and like five of your friends – business owners that everybody knows, everybody respects, go down to the city council and stand up and say, you need to do this.
I've been talking with some of them about that too. Even like, hey, at what point are you guys going to kind of band together and do something? Not in a confrontational way,
not in an argumentative,
but hey, and I was talking to a restaurant owner that has multiple restaurants in town the other day, and I'm like, I drove.
We know who that is.
Not Joe. No.
Oh, no, not Joe.
I go, I drove by your place, and all the windows were smashed out. What the heck? But this is a daily thing in Reading, and it's like, well, it happened in my yoga studio, and I want to do a story, but then you're in the middle of, I don't want it to affect you negatively as a business, but we want to get this out here, right? Because it's like
it's a problem.
Yeah.
You know what? I love the talk because business owners – that's a socialism thing. They remain a small target, right? Everybody wants to remain a small target because they don't want to get involved. They don't want it to affect their business. It's going to affect their business.
It is regardless.
Strategically, you have to decide, I'm going to take a hit on this, but I'm going to look somebody in the eyeball. I'm going to tell them how I feel.
I'm all about the conversation.
And frankly, I know what you're talking about because that's what I was going to do. I thought you wanted to talk about that with me on the assault weapon thing because I was like, you know what? Courtney may or may not want this to get too straightforward, but I'm just going to tell it exactly like it is, and she can edit me out if she wants to. That's really what I was thinking because I'm in that same boat.
Well, and I want you to tell it like it is.
Eyeball, sure.
I think more of our news should be an open platform where you're not worried about me editing your message necessarily, right? I might edit out the ums. I might edit up some lag time, but it needs to be your message. You're the specialist, right, that I'm reaching out to that I want to put on our newscast. So there's got to be some trust there. And there's not that trust for a lot of reporters, and that's why there's not always good stories getting out there. Because you're not getting someone meeting you there.
Right.
Well, it
absolutely.
Used,
but
it
I think it's getting better, right?
Yeah.
It used to be media just edited for punctuation, you know,
correct.
Not content.
Uhs and ahs and that, those kind of things. Yeah.
Cuss
but,
words.
But now.
It was funny, though. So
cuss words.
I tell people.
Liam's sitting, every time Nana comes on, he sits there with the delete button with his finger over it.
The delay button?
The delay button. Yeah, yeah. He goes, no, it's delete.
Oh, yeah. It never comes out.
No. I will. I think we're still, I was looking, who was I telling this? Maybe it was Lineman or whatever. I want to be like, hey, I feel you. All the stuff in the news, like, we're one of the most hated industries right now.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
You're and I think you are, like, below cockroaches when it comes to, to
thanks,
you know,
girl.
Respect. I mean, no, really. I mean, yeah. I think Congress is below you, but barely.
Yeah, but not Kreider. I mean, Kreider's get some props, well, man. Kreider.
Thank you.
Well, yeah. No, I'm not. I'm saying the media.
The media in general,
yeah.
Yes. However, during my live shot a couple weeks ago, I will say there are some people, if you can imagine, that don't know who I am here. And so this. What the heck? This guy drove by me, and I was doing my live shot in the morning. I was on with Kelly. It was like 5 a.m. And he rolls down his window, and he's like, let's go, Brandon. And I'm sitting there, and in the split second, I'm live. I was mid-sentence, and I'm like, man. And all I wanted to say was, yeah, go, Brandon. But I couldn't say that on air. So I'm like, oh, and, you know, people are chiming in for the story this morning.
Yeah.
But I'm like, dude, I have the same feelings. You don't even know who you're yelling at right now.
Right.
Like yeah. Time and the place,
you,
bro.
Like, do you remember that race? Let's go, Brandon race.
Oh, oh yeah. When the guy was saying,
"Let's go." No,
but
oh, yeah. We know what they're
an
saying.
Argument too. I heard on that was we also have the whole SEC, so you can't say those curse words, right? On air.
Oh, the seven deadly words. But
yeah.
There's other things you can't say on the air, and you shouldn't say. And we ran through that last week. 6:32, and we're going to take a quick break here. This is Man Up with Ted, Carl, Perry, Courtney, and Brian tonight. Courtney being the very first female.
Not the first girl to man up.
Not the first girl to man up, but the first one on our show.
That's right.
And we'll be right back.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlize Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlize Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlize will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlize today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlize Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlize Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlize Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlize Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlize Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlize Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to an Illinois North State with no more homeless vets.
It's the Ramsey Show. Talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing.
Welcome back. Good evening, everybody. 6:35 on the 26th of January.
Carl, I'll give you a dollar if you tell me you sang this song.
Who sang this song? Oh, that's right. Put me under pressure. Hang on for a second.
Don't look at Liam.
Wait a minute. I know who this was.
Help him, Perry.
What was it? Earth, Wind, and Fire?
No. It was.
Hey, I'm drinking to that.
There you go.
It was Cheap Trick.
No, Courtney.
No, wait a minute. I know who this is.
I'm still feeling the warmth from the last one.
Oh, good answer.
Okay, who's saying American Pie is?
I was going to say American Pie. That's the title of the song.
Yeah, that's it. It's
Don McLean.
Don McLean.
Okay, I was Don in.
Yeah, baby.
How could I have forgotten that?
I'm going to toast him.
I watched a documentary on him about American Pie, the song, and how he wrote it, how long it took him to write it. It took him years to write that song. And
here's what I love
about everything
this.
Meant in it.
This is a good thing about Man Up, because nobody cared. Earth, Wind, and Fire, which, you know, was a funk band in the 70s and 80s. I got Cheap Trick.
All I was thinking was Tom Petty, and I knew that wasn't the answer, but I know the song, and yeah.
Bunch of damn hillbillies. Come on. Hey, Liam, how about some Bob Seger later?
Easy.
Right on.
I know who that is.
Yep.
Yeah. Liam finds everything.
Oh, I know. Yeah. That guy's got so much soul. I'll dig it.
And you ought to hear his music. Well, we did. We played his music one night, and it was just great.
We should have a bump music, just nothing but Liam one night. We should advertise it.
We can do that.
We got to go through his agent now, though.
Oh, probably. Yeah, that's right. And he probably charges us.
Yeah, Liam, you got to go through your agent.
I already paid BMI, ASCAP, World.
I'm my own agent. So.
Oh, right on. We can make a deal then?
Yeah, you're talking to the man.
Oh, talking to the man.
That's it. He's going to go a long ways with that going on.
Okay. Okay. So what else is going on? We've got about 20 minutes to continue to. We've already gone through taxing people who are leaving the state of L.A. Remembrances of people past.
Oh yeah.
Violence in the streets.
That, we haven't really covered that. I mean, how are we going to save California? What is it? What is it? Okay. So first, I'll start the conversation with the foundation of it. Freedom does not equal safety, okay? They're not exclusive. Just because we're free doesn't mean we're safe.
Vice versa.
Right.
Because if you trade safety for freedom, it's even worse.
Or trade your freedom for safety. Wait. Yeah.
Yeah, trade your freedom for safety. Yeah, yeah. So that doesn't equal, because people are like, oh, man, we're going backwards because of our freedom. And what is it, Gavin Newsom? I didn't hear it. Perry, you said he said something. I didn't hear it.
He said the Second Amendment is a recipe for suicide.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that, but I believe he said it because it sounded like something.
He tweeted something this week that was basically that we need to get firearms off the street in California. We need to get rid of firearms, which, yeah, let's get them off the street as gangbangers.
True.
But
I was in
you don't want gangbangers to have guns. But
I was standing in line at the pharmacy today, right? And what I've been known to do is, instead of putting on a cover garment to cover up my firearm, I'll just lock it in my deck system in my truck, right? And then I'll leave my holster exposed and go hang out and wherever I'm going to hang out, right? I got a custom holster on. It says TL on it. It's really cool. And the lady behind
What's
me in line.
What does it stand for?
Yeah. True lover.
Total
true
loser. Lover.
Yeah.
Anyway, go and tell the story.
I'm totally kidding. See, it's the whiskey.
Do not feed her.
She doesn't make me very nice.
She's had about half of a quarter of an ounce, too.
I took half of Carl's.
Oh, that's right. Anyway, she sees it on me. She looks at it and she says, hey, I really like that. I said, oh, yeah. She said, is it for a knife or what? I said, oh, no, it's for a gun. She said, She looked at me kind of funny, and she said, is that legal? I said, yeah, completely. I said, she said, well, where is it? I said, oh, I locked it up legally in my vehicle because I can't really carry it exposed. And then the lady behind her said, you got papers for that, right? And I said, yeah, yeah, I got papers for it. And she said, and then the guy behind her said, I think everybody should carry a gun. And then it went right down the line. There's like five people in a row behind me that all kind of started chiming in. Next thing we knew, we had a little like therapy group right there.
And you taught a CCW class.
Well, I gave them all a card because, you know, I'm shameless. Because
they need to have a gun.
But at the end of the day, they were really interested, and they did not know. They did not know about any of it, right?
We sometimes forget, all of us.
The right to carry, huh?
Well, it's not just that. Sometimes we forget if you're involved in the gun community and you're teaching or other things, it doesn't just have to be guns, is that because when you're familiar with it, there are just multitudes out there that have no idea what you're talking about.
The question, too, on, like, when do we start including this into, like, we do PE or like we do sex ed, if it's such a big deal? Because, so I'm looking at the tweet, and, yeah, Governor Newsom said that the Second Amendment is becoming a suicide pact, like implying that it's people that have a concealed carry or are utilizing their Second Amendment properly are the reasons behind this.
You cannot legislate safety on the streets by passing laws for the law abiders that are already not the problem.
So here's how
they're not the problem, but they look busy, right? Yeah. They look busy passing laws, but at the end of the day, they have to find the intestinal fortitude to pass a law that really causes safety on the streets, which makes it hurt, right? It makes
it hurt.
But
they did away with that when they did away with the extra that if you used a gun to commit a crime, they dropped part
the
of
enhancements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was a
they
problem.
Dropped the enhancements.
Why,
on it.
Brian? Why would they do that?
A lot of litigation in the courts, a lot of habeas corpus sent in. You were getting extraneous sentences given to people for these enhancements. You could have a bullet, and as a parolee, that's a violation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you know, but I get
so
that.
They would just stack it and stack it and stack it. Yeah. And, probably a liberal court saw it their way.
Well, you're parolee, right?
Yes.
Do you know that you can't have a bullet or a gun?
Yeah.
If you see one, you probably go the other way.
Correct.
Okay, well, that's because you love your freedom.
Correct.
What about everybody else? I mean,
the laws are in place for a reason. You know, and without them, our society's chaos. You cannot legislate morality, like you just said. You can't legislate freedom. I think there's a big disconnect as far as the upbringing of our up-and-coming generations, and there has been for a while. Morality and ethics are out the window.
And that is why I like him on this show.
No, I love what he just said.
Oh, yeah, it's brilliant.
This could be a good interview.
I would love to follow up with you, Brian, but... My dad and I were chatting a couple nights ago. We were FaceTiming, and we were talking about how fragile society is because people do need a baseline. They need laws. Otherwise,
Absolutely. Look
at Katrina and look at all these disasters where you're in a bathtub with, fighting off for water or something. People just lost their minds.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, the problem is the only time in our society where you can see laws at work are when it's a dollar. And I'm going to give you a good example. Look at the NFL, right?
Yeah.
They got laws. They got instant replay on the NFL because it's a dollar, whether you win or lose a game. So it's all about the law, right? We're going to show up. We're going to play the game correctly. One miscue, you break the law one time, it's a penalty. And the penalty, it's already set. Nobody gets to talk about, oh, we're going to go talk about it in a booth.
I didn't hold him this much.
Right, right. Oh, I didn't mean to hold him. And
You didn't.
You know,
it was just one hand.
No, but it's because it's a dollar. We are willing to negotiate lives behind closed doors in a courtroom, but if it's a dollar, it's black and white. That's a problem.
Well said.
That is a problem right there. And you can see it in our society, and that's why it's going downhill, because they're making it, less black and white, less black and white, less black and white. And the problem is society, it makes criminals when you do that, because they don't know where the line is.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the line, right?
You know what?
Are you going forever?
Much as I love you, buddy, people know
No, they don't know what's going to send them away forever.
Well, but people know what's right and wrong.
Oh, no, I got
that. And they should know that. Now,
the question is it going to hurt bad enough to keep me from doing it?
There's the crux. Well, if when you were a kid and you did something in my house, the sound of the belt coming out of the loops, still I will faint. You know, if you did that right now, I'd go, ah!
We should have a contest. Oh, man up.
Oh.
We should put
this. I will tell you, I was spanked the most out of any of my siblings. I'm one of four, and look how I turned out. And all
that is true. Yeah,
and I was punished the least, but I don't know. I always joke with my parents on that. I'm like, man, you guys were hard on me.
Oh,
but
your dad did not spare the rod. Huh? He whacked you. Yeah, like my mom whacked
paddle. Me. I can't tell you how many yardsticks have been broken over me, and that didn't bother me because mom would use the yardstick and but she'd go. Your dad. And that was all it took.
Oh, no.
Whoa. No.
Yeah.
That's it.
True.
But you knew what was going to happen. And I agree with you. But people know what they're supposed to do or not. Mm-hmm. It's that because they believe they can get away with it or it's not worth it to them to do the right thing.
Because aren't they so dumb they think they can get away with it? Because they can't.
They probably, they're in a spot where it doesn't seem like they have anything to lose, right?
Well, I think that's part of it, Courtney. When you get into the inner cities and all the shootings and the killings in Chicago and South LA,
and they grow up in violence.
They grow up in that, yeah. And they see no future. Their whole future is that block they live on. Mm-hmm. There's no education, there's no jobs, there's drugs, yeah. And that. You know, if you don't believe that you have a future, then why worry about it?
Yeah. Well, I think right and wrong has never changed. It's always been there. They've just dismissed wrong. I mean, if you really, there's no repercussions for wrong, what do you have to worry about, right?
Yeah.
Well, I remember.
We've got to take a break.
All right,
okay,
fine.
But you can finish that thought.
I remember it really seemed like we had which the problem started growing when we quit enforcing drug laws. And we can talk about that when you want to when you come back.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Oh, is carrying it all.
Love it.
Welcome back to
Good
Man
job,
Up.
Carl. Carl, what's the name of that dance you were doing?
That was AWB.
AWB.
Yeah, Average White Boy.
It has a name.
Give me your glass,
Carl.
Wait a
minute. Nope. I've had enough. I got to go out and...
Courtney, tiny little bit left.
Ooh.
Anybody? There you go.
I've got to go out and feed antibiotics to my horse.
So, oh, right.
Hey, a big shout out to Dr. Shaw and Crossroads Vet. She is just exceptional. Oh, my gosh.
I used to work there. My stepmom worked there, and I grew up cleaning the stalls at Crossroads.
Is that right? Well, yeah. Dr. Shaw is there, and she's been taking care of our horse. And I found out today she has a twin sister who is also a veterinarian.
Interesting.
Isn't that something? Hmm. So, we're here with Courtney Kreider and
Hello.
Brian, Perry Crummins from Just for Hunting, and Ted Lighty, of course, for Northern Firearms Instruction, and me.
The boss.
Well, I'm just
the ringleader.
As I said, a cog in the Man Up machine.
That's right.
The girl on this show that drank half a glass of whiskey did not spill it on the table.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah, we fouled a little bit.
I was trying to stay on the mic in case someone asked me a question. I didn't want to fade out while I was handing Perry's whiskey.
Sure.
No,
okay. it was Perry's fault.
I'm sorry.
This microphone.
No, it's Ted's fault.
I have no peripheral vision with this microphone in my face.
It's Ted's fault.
That was a perfect example of where society is today.
It's not my fault.
On something else, didn't take responsibility.
I took responsibility.
I know
you tried to stay on the mic.
No, that was purpose.
Perry,
that was on purpose. So I'm glad you caught that.
That's right.
Oh, so you were doing that as an example.
So it's just going to smell like.
Yeah. When is it anybody's fault? It's
hey, Carl. When are we going syndicated?
You know, I checked that out one time about syndication on for different shows, and the. You show up, and there's places that would be more than happy to sell your show as long as you've got something like $20,000 up front. So,
$20,000?
Yeah, to show that you've got sponsors and everything. Because, radio is trade. It's not like that in TV. But, we have our shows that we have here, except for our local shows. But the national shows are all trade that come in.
Yeah, we do even a lot of trade.
Yeah, you'd probably do the same thing.
What do you mean trade?
Well, they don't charge anything, and like we've got two or three of the top five shows in the nation, and they get so many minutes during the hour, and we have so many minutes during the hour.
Yeah, you just trade.
Just trade. Yep.
Okay, well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Courtney, you had a question for me.
Well, yes. Okay, so before the break, you brought up the fact that drugs are kind of the gateway, which I know that it's such a like old school saying, right? Marijuana is a gateway drug and all this is a gateway drug. But I was just riding around actually with some of our cops here in Reading who they've gotten actually multiple people from the Bay Area, L.A., Riverside that want to work in Reading because there's a way better atmosphere, a lot more support. But... he was a young officer, actually younger than me. I'm 29. And he lost his brother to a fentanyl overdose.
Yeah.
And he said to me that he firmly believes that. He wants to come after drugs the most because he's like, you let that happen. And he's not wanting, just the one person that maybe that kid that whatever is messing up. He wants to come after the source. Because he does believe that that's then where all of this other behavior follows. I don't know.
Well,
we had a really good conversation.
If you ask police, or I think if you ask police, and I've asked them before here, how much of it is drug-related? And they're going to tell you most of it. And that's the mental problems that they run into every day, the people with mental problems, drugs or alcohol.
So I'm going to rewind all the way back
to
before you said, Ted, I love you, buddy, but... Right? I love you too, Carl. But, okay, drugs are still illegal publicly, but we don't enforce them. So if you do not enforce them, can you really say where right or wrong is? Can you really say that?
Well, there's also the encouragement.
We just don't enforce it.
Mm-hmm.
It's still illegal.
It is.
So another reason, that's a super good point, the proactiveness, right, where a lot of places they're told to just look away. And it started, my dad's a cop, and when he went through the academy, I don't know, 12 years ago, 13, it was like, look away. We don't care about weed anymore. We don't care about that. But these officers that were coming out of these large cities, one of them told me that it was like a 4-pound fentanyl bust or something that he got on the freeway on the Bay Bridge, which I'm pretty sure is a significant amount of fentanyl.
It only killed
a whole bunch of people.
It only killed a million people.
He's thinking of the people that he saved getting that off the street, and the DA wouldn't even prosecute it.
Right.
And then, so he's working for the Highway Patrol, and they were like, why'd you do this? Why'd you make this drug stop? We don't do that stuff. Go out and do tickets, right? Like, there's a disconnect where they, you know, there's so many things that they run into, like the, was it racist? Was it this? They're dealing with that in Siskiyou, the attorneys that are advocating for the cartel group up there that happened to be Asian, Hmong, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even pull them over anymore because that's racist. So it's just.
Well, you know, we're layering problems.
I know, there's so many.
We're layering problems. But in my opinion, when the drugs became legal and open, mm-hmm. marijuana especially, which, look, let's be honest, I don't care. I got my own drug. It's sitting right here, right? Mm-hmm. Ted likes his bourbon. So whatever. But Ted has to get up tomorrow and go to work. So I'm not going to go bash someone's window in and grab their iPad out of their business to pay for that. I'm going to pay for it a different way.
Right.
In addition, we build our own criminals when we don't enforce the law, because if you're not going to enforce that law, what other law aren't you going to enforce? That's the idea. You know, I've been shooting, you know, with a lot of cops. Carl, you and I went shooting at the record range one day with a cop. You know what he said? If it's not a felony, I'm not even going to mess with it. And that's nearly a quote. You remember that?
Yeah. Ask yourself the reasons why we're running out of time.
I'm not blaming them.
The jail. The DA was on here yesterday.
I am not blaming them.
No.
They're our community warriors. I love them.
But you've got a jail that one of the floors is empty because they don't have personnel. And where are you going to put all these misdemeanors? So police, you know, they may pick somebody up for breaking into a car, but they know that person's not going to end up in jail. It's not serious enough.
So
we need a 1,000-person jail, and you would see, I think. Well, when you get another 256 seats in there, you're going to see an impact because they can take the 10 worst maybe off the street.
But in
California, they're also trying to get rid of jails. We'll be one of those last spots.
Newsom's closing prisons like crazy.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. Superior California. It's like having an electric fence around Tama County North. I'm good with it. We'll just call it Superior California. That's what it is, right? We'll build all the jails we can. We'll make it a boutique business.
We'll make it a toll road.
And that'll
pay for it.
It'll cost you $1,000 to get across it. Once you come across it, you better not bring in those dumb ideas with you.
Ted had his example earlier with the NFL. A penalty matters. A penalty changes your action.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, if it's a dollar, it means more than somebody's life. By the way, in Martin Luther King Park, we just had some dude shot up, right? Mm-hmm. 4 times he was shot in the stomach by a 19-year-old kid, allegedly. We're all innocent until proven guilty. We have a system. But allegedly, they got him in jail. He's 19 years old.
Here
in town. Right in our Reading. If you say the leaf in the drain's a jail, I believe you. I want to see Cry and the rest of them go to work down there and get one.
Unless you get a room to put them and a hammer over them to get them off the drugs and into programs, even if you take 5%, 5% is a lot of people. And if you're talking 5%, 50 people a year, and you get them off drugs and get them into seeing the light, Brian, where they can
each of those 50 people are going to influence somebody in their circle,
I find you very influential in talking about something that you've been there and how it's not easy, but how you can do it. No wonder they have you going down there and talking to people.
Brian, I think about you every day, bro. I love you.
Likewise.
I love you, man. Freedom, you just inspire me because I know you're navigating freedom, man. It's got to be tough.
And I'll tell you another thing. Ted and I saw it last weekend in Sacramento at the sports show. They can't make people want to do the job anymore because every police department from that area was recruiting at that.
They had all these booths full of cops. Bonuses and this and that.
We're gonna have to run, but I think, and Courtney hit on it. Why do policemen want to come to Reading? One, they're respected here.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that, yeah, the misdemeanors and all that, but they're respected here. They get paid well here. And why put up with all the stuff from San Francisco, Portland,
and
LA?
And they're proactive.
And they're proactive. They are proactive here.
Who wants to, yeah.
Okay. Hey, we're going to have to run. We'll be back next month, the fourth Thursday of each month. And tomorrow on Free Fire Radio, we have One Safe Place. Talking, it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Talking about
right
that. Okay. Courtney, Brian, Perry, Ted, thank
Carl.
You.
Of course,
thank you.
Brother. Hey, man. Love everybody.
All right, everybody. Have a good evening. And
all right.
God bless America.
See you later.
Stand my ground, and I won't.